Wild Wednesday. We'll get back to your requests here in just a little bit, but we've got someone special to talk with right now. On the line, we have Lecrae. Good afternoon, Lecrae.
Hey, how you doing?
You're in Atlanta?
I am. I'm in Atlanta on a break from tour.
Awesome. But yeah, you have been busy touring. You guys got a big tour coming up, the Unashamed Tour. You got a new album with 1K Few. You did a concert around the Super Bowl, working on a new album. A lot of projects you're involved with on the side. And man, how do you do it all?
You know, man, I'm really very, very helpful to have a team, you know, and grateful for my team just being able to step in and help me navigate a lot of these hard, you know, details that go on.
Sure, it takes a lot of prayer, and that's something that's special to you. You are partnering with what is called Pray.com. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Pray.com is a phenomenal mobile app, also a website, that really allows people to engage in their prayer life. It's kind of fills in a gap that a lot of people have been struggling with in terms of, you know, meditative prayers, also Bible stories that are available for kids. And it's just an all-encompassing app that allows people to kind of reinvigorate their spiritual walk. And so I'm excited to be a part of it.
What led you to be involved with this?
You know, during the pandemic, I just noticed a lot of people were struggling outside of not having church community and just feeling distant. And so this is one way to tie people back together online. And then also just realizing that people need a lot of prayer, don't really have that discipline of praying. And so this is an opportunity for them to just kind of work in that. And I knew Prayer.com was a phenomenal partner, very similar visions, and I'm really excited about their design and their resources.
So you've been kind of involved in that. Remember, that is something you use.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, something that I personally use. I love it because, you know, sometimes it's just, you start your day off praying, and sometimes your brain may wander. You may start thinking about what you're going to have for lunch or the car or any of those things. So it kind of just puts you in a place where it's like, hey, here's some things that we can be praying about consistently. You can pray with other people, and it's just an amazing tool that I love myself.
And something that you've contributed to Pray.com is something called Hope in a Dark World.
Right. The Hope in a Dark World is kind of it's an interpretive Bible story where I'm just walking people through what it could have been like for Noah on the ark and what may have been going on in his mind and in the mind of his family during that particular time. You know, it was a dark time for them, and you know, just allowing people to kind of imagine a little bit about what that could have been like.
So if someone goes to pray.com or downloads the app and clicks on it, what are they going to experience?
Well, you know, first and foremost, they're going to be able to encounter just an opportunity to hear incredible people read the Bible, right? Like James Earl Jones. You know, who doesn't want to hear James Earl Jones read them the Bible? and so that's just a unique tool in and of itself. Obviously, you know, you can hear stories about different heroes in the scriptures. There's psalms that'll, you know, you can read or listen to go to sleep, prayers for anxiety or depression. And then, of course, the bedtime stories. And so there's just something for everybody on that app.
Lecrae, since you downloaded the app and formed your partnership with Pray.com, how has this transformed your life? Because you're so spiritually potent anyway.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, just developing a daily habit of prayer. You know, being able to sleep better because I'm, you know, every night I'm just going to, you know, lay it all on the line for the Lord. Just having daily prayers, you know, some things I'm not even thinking about. And so it's leading me to build a deeper relationship with God. And then there's some sermons on there that are inspiring, you know, just some sermons about, you know, martyrs and just different things along those lines that inspire you. And you got, you know, 10 million Christians around the world who are tapped into it. And so, man, it's just a beautiful opportunity to connect with people from around the world.
What are some of the ways that you can connect with people on Pray.com?
Well, yeah. So, you know, there's little communities on there, and you can pray together through those particular communities. You know, just being able to see people's prayer requests and pray for them as well. Go through devotionals with other people. And so just it's just a way for people to not just be connected, but to be connected around the things of God.
And this is available to anybody around the world, right? So you could be connecting with someone halfway around the world.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, it is.
So cool. So with your experience with prayer, what would you say to those that think that prayer isn't a part of their life, or they don't think that God really hears them? Maybe they've done something that, you know, God doesn't want to talk to them, or maybe they just don't, you know, think that, oh, I just can't come up with those fancy words. What would you say to someone that is kind of discouraged about praying?
Yeah, well, you know, first and foremost, I think we think of God as some big, being way far away. When God has made himself available and near to us, and he's a father. And so I often tell people to think of God as a father. Even if you don't have a good relationship with your father, what would you imagine a good relationship with a father would be like? And my kids come up to me and they say, Daddy, can I have a cookie? And I sometimes say yes, and sometimes say, let me think about it, right? And so, you know, it's similar to talking to God. It's just saying, God, you know, can I have this, or can you bless me here, or can you pray for these people? And you know, God, he's a father. He wants to just hear from his children. And so we're not bothering him. We're not annoying him. He's not saying, oh, no, I don't want to hear your request because you've done some terrible things. He's saying, man, I love you. I care for you. And what do you need? I'm here.
Again, Lecrae, how can people get a hold of the app or pray.com?
Yeah, you can download the app, obviously, on, you know, whatever mobile device you have. And you can also just go to pray.com on the website and log in there. And right now, you know, we're letting everyone just try it. You know, just try it for yourself. It's free to try and see for yourself, you know, how your life is, you know, being impacted by it.
We're talking with Lecrae about pray.com, and can we talk about what's going on with you a little bit?
Sure.
New album most recently with 1K Few, one of the newer artists on Reach Records and one of the 116 Gang. What made you decide to team up for a full album with 1K Few?
You know, I've been enjoying just kind of pouring into 1K as a young man for the last few years, and just seeing his growth as a man and as an artist. And I was working in the studio with Andy Mineo, and we were working on some music we were planning on putting out together, but Andy was just overwhelmed with his own album. And I was still in the studio, and Few was like, hey, what if we made an album together? And I was like, you know what? I appreciate your gall to just ask. So I said, oh, let's see what happens. Let's work on a couple songs. And the songs came out really well. So we just kept cooking.
Well, the competition between you two on Coming In Hot was pretty amazing. Didn't you say before that Andy already had his stuff laid down? You had yours set, and you're like, no, I got to redo my stuff.
Exactly.
His was so potent.
Exactly.
and you recently did the Been About It with Andy. We just love the
whoop. and yes, when you're in Cali, you got to do the In-N-Out thing. It's a law.
It is mandatory. So, not a question.
So was that an actual experience you and Andy had in the ATL?
It was. So it's kind of a cohesive piece of story. So there's multiple pieces to that story. You know, it's not just one time.
Yeah.
So many other times combined.
And we'll talk more about your album with 1K Few, because we're definitely going to play a song from that. But you've done all kinds of things with other people, and other people have done stuff with you. But a lot of that is with some of your fellow Reach Records people, and a lot of new artists have come on to Reach Records. Tell us about some of the new people.
Oh, yeah. We've got, you know, Hovey, who's doing phenomenal right now. His song Can't Tell It All has been really impactful. You've got Wande, who's just phenomenal. She's just amazing, and she's always, you know, creating content and putting out great music. She's got some new music out. And, of course, we've got What Up RG, who just released his song Kids, and it's a phenomenal song as well. And so these new artists are just, and they're mind-blowing. They're amazing to be around, and they're just sponges. They want to grow and learn.
Lecrae, I'm curious, because so many of us look up to you for guidance and leadership. We see the position that you're in, and you're so strong. You're such a rock. Who do you look up to?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I've been very fortunate to have some really cool mentors in my life, some distant and some local. There's a pastor here, Crawford Laritz, and also Lee Jenkins. Those are two big, strong guys that I appreciate their leadership and wisdom, and they've got me by, you know, 20, 30 years. And so I really do admire their insight and their wisdom. I love the mind of Tim Keller, and he's a great voice of insight and wisdom. And then as far as music artists, I love getting time with Kirk Franklin. You know, Kirk always has some wisdom for me, always has some insight for me, and he's just been there and done it.
You've been involved in some other organizations as well, including Priest Preparatory Academy, Love Beyond Walls, Collab Capital, and Atlanta's English Avenue. Tell us about some of the work you've done in Atlanta, your hometown.
Yeah, I just, you know, I always want to be involved where I'm at. I believe that ministry is where your feet are. So wherever my feet are is where I need to be serving. And just serving in the city of Atlanta has been a blessing for me and my family. Obviously with Peace Preparatory Academy, it's a school in English Ave, which is just a neighborhood that I feel like a lot of us in Atlanta have adopted and just decided to, man, how can we serve this community as best possible. So that's the first school in the city, in that part of the city, in over 25 years. Wow. That serves the whole child. You know, it's a godly environment for these kids who are coming up in a rough area. And then, of course, Love Beyond Walls is my friend Terrence Lester. He serves people who are experiencing homelessness throughout Atlanta. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to just serve there and highlight the work that he's been doing. And, it's just living in Atlanta, I'm grateful to be able to serve in any way I can.
All right. Again, we're talking with Lecrae. And Lecrae, you're working on a new album yourself?
I am. Church. Yes, I'm working on Church Clothes 4.
All right. Why'd you decide to go with another edition of Church Clothes?
I felt like it was time, especially in light of the changes that we're experiencing as a church and just the changes that we're seeing within the church, that it was time to just do the newest and final installment of Church Clothes.
Okay. Looking forward to that. When can we expect something from that, at least a single?
This summer, for sure.
Awesome. And, of course, the new album with 1K Few, No Church in a While. Why did you guys come up with that title?
Well, there was a lot of conversation and discussion about people not being able to go to church because of the pandemic. Some people were thinking about should they return. And so that was a big piece. We were just like, well, let's talk about this stuff, man. Let's address it. And as we were working on the album, it just became a consistent theme.
All right. And we're going to play one call here in just a moment. We're going to remind people, check out pray.com. Again, they can get it at their App Store and Play Store and at pray.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
We love the song One Call. We love the whistling with your delivery in that. It's just a fun song, but some serious messages in that. Tell us about One Call and who did the whistling.
The whistling was definitely 1K for you. So shout out to him for his whistling abilities. One Call is, it's kind of a fun song where we're grateful that we only have to make one call to the Lord, you know, and we're good. So there's that perspective of just, man, all I got to do is make one call and God's got me. But there's also, prison ministry has been a big part of my life and something that I've been doing since I started. And so it's just kind of an opportunity to just encourage people in a fun way that there's communities that need their service and need their volunteering.
All right. Well, Lecrae, thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Looking
forward to Church Clothes 4. What's the best way to find you online?
Man, everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, just LECRAE. If you follow me, I will lead you somewhere.
All right. Well, again, thanks again, Lecrae. We hope to see you soon. And here's One Call with Lecrae and 1K for you on YesFM.